So let me just explain to you why I particularly reject the pre-trib rapture. Number one, because it's stupid. No, I'm just kidding. It is stupid, but that's not my number one point. Number one, I reject the pre-trib rapture. Go to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. I reject it because it teaches the imminency of Jesus Christ. Now, what does imminency mean? It means that it's likely to occur at any moment. It's impending. It can happen at any time. Now, if you visit any independent fundamental Baptist church or even just the vast majority of churches, unfortunately, and if they ever talk about the second coming of Christ, they will most assuredly make this statement: he could come at the end of this service. I went to an independent fundamental Baptist church, and they would often say that. They would say, you know, he can come at the end of the service. You know, so you better be ready. And what are they saying? It can happen at any moment. And they, through conditioning and just repetition, instill within the people that the coming of Jesus Christ is imminent. It's impending. It's likely to happen at any moment. There are no signs that happen prior to that. There's no important events that take place prior to the second coming of Christ. He can just show up at any time. Now, here's another thing about the pre-trib rapture in regards to imminency, is that when Jesus Christ comes, no one sees him. It's what's called, what's known as the secret rapture, okay? And the reason it's a secret, according to them, is that he doesn't show himself. Our clothes just like fall on the ground. You don't see him. You know, we're just in a blink of an eye, we just completely disappear, and, you know, we just go to heaven naked or something. This is what they teach. And it's nonsensical because of the fact that the Bible specifically tells us in Revelation 1, verse 7, that every eye shall see him. Amen. And look, folks, when Jesus Christ ascended into heaven in Acts chapter 1, you know, what are the disciples doing? They're gazing as he's just taken up into the clouds. Right. And then the angels come and they're like, you know, why stand ye there gazing? And they basically tell him, look, the way you saw him leave is the way you're going to see him come. So the way he left leaves us clues to how he's going to return, which is what? In the clouds. And just as every eye at that point saw him ascend into heaven, guess what? Every eye shall see him when he descends back to earth to rapture his people. It's not a secret rapture. It's not a secret.